We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers. And they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to t2t.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreaming. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
All right, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, here at the South Point, at the South Point Studio, streaming at YouTube, at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. As you saw at the beginning of the show, we did not have the open. We had a big wind event that happened overnight here, and as a result of that, it knocked down a lot of the technical equipment, the computers, etc., that we operate with the Race Day show. So this show is going to be, as we call in the business, down and dirty today for your Friday Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We understand that we still have our link-ups there, so that means that you're also watching us on the YouTube network, of course, YouTube, South Point Studios, and then you hit the Race Day icon, and you'll be watching and listening to us. I know that our chat works as well, and all I can tell you is that the other link-ups, such as our radio station here in town, our anchor station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, is working. And so we're through the radio there and all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, with the apps, they're all working too. So you can get us, of course, through the KSHP for listening to us on the radio and YouTube for watching and listening to us as well. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. So mostly put, it's mostly the technical situation here in the show, like the open and a few of the other things, but they're working on it right now. I can tell you this, all of a sudden, it went from the 100-degree weather, the summertime that was extended through the fall, and now we're getting into the real fall weather. Right now here in Las Vegas, 58 degrees outside, okay, and it's windy, 58 degrees. We're going to only get up to 73 today here in Las Vegas, okay? And we're going to be in the 70s and then creep up back into the 80s and mid-80s by next week. But we are now typically in our fall weather here in Las Vegas, just in case you're thinking about coming on up for the weekend and joining us here in Las Vegas with all the amenities we have and all of them right here at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. So that's the way the weather is here. Now, as far as it is around the country, and like I said, we're working off of limited computers. So here we go. Okay. 80 degrees in Miami. You got 70 degrees in New York, which, by the way, that's going to be 70 today. So they're not much lower than we are. Chicago, 70 degrees. This is the top outs today. And as far as Phoenix, Arizona, it's windy there, too. The wind is coming through the southwest. 76 degrees now are going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. You know how hot it's been there. So it's 76 there. But we're going to top off at 73 today, but it's going to be wind out there. A lot of wind here in Las Vegas. So if you're listening here, remember that we are in the red zone kind of warnings, which it's conducive to having fires in areas where there's a lot of brush, etc. So be careful about that. And it's going to be windy out here in Las Vegas today. But all in all, it'll always fast, firm, and perfect in the race books, and that's where we'll be for sure. Okay, now looking at some of the other stuff. Remember, 14 days, 2 weeks from today, we'll be witnessing the first day of the two-day Breeders' Cup Championships. Of course, the Friday is always the day that they put together all of the races for the two-year-olds, the future champions. And, of course, that'll be on Friday, November the 1st. And 2 weeks from today, after that first day of the Breeders' Cup is concluded, yours truly will be hosting a seminar, our annual Breeders' Cup seminar with handicappers Jonathan Hardoon and John Lindo in the Grandview Lounge that is right next to the racebook that sits right behind us in the studio on the main casino floor, okay? The Grandview Lounge. It'll start at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time here in Las Vegas. And, of course, as you know, it is adjacent to the racebook, so if you want to make a late bet or whatever, you can. The Grandview Lounge is set up as a lounge where entertainment happens, so it'll be nice and comfortable for you. And we'll do the Breeders' Cup seminar. We'll recap what happens 1 week from today earlier with all the two-year-olds in the Breeders' Cup, and then preview the big Saturday card as well. That'll happen here in the Grandview Lounge. Now, the next day, we'll be up in the Grand Ballroom to celebrate and watch and bet the Breeders' Cup, the big day there. Those doors of the Grand Ballroom will open up at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. And I also want to remind you that on the 1 week from today, on the first of the 2 days of the Breeders' Cup, that Grandview Ballroom will also be open if you want to go up there and enjoy the races up there on Friday and Saturday with the big banquet tables. It seats about 8 to 10, big banquet tables that you can lay out all your handicapping stuff and all that. Food and drink discounts will be there. And, of course, a bank of betting windows if you're a player that likes to play through kiosks. We got the kiosks betting windows up there. And there's going to be prizes, too. There's going to be prizes throughout the day, raffled off, etc., in the Grand Ballroom on Saturday, November the 2nd, the big day there. Myself, Jonathan Hardoon, and John Linda will be there playing the races, and we will enjoy to spend time with any one of you that want to come out and enjoy the races with us. You know, you can always hunt us down in the big ballroom there. We'll be happy to sit down and chat with you as we often do with the listeners and the watchers here on race day. All of that I just told you about is free. Grand Ballroom attendance is free. The seminar is free, etc. And of course, in addition to that, we will have a special Breeders' Cup preview show here on the South Point Streaming Network at YouTube. Only on the South Point Streaming Network on YouTube on the Wednesday before, and that is Wednesday, October 30th at 4 p.m. Pacific time. You go on YouTube, you hit South Point Studios, you get to the page, you click it on, and here we'll be with the special Breeders' Cup preview show. Jonathan Hardoon will be with us, as well as John Lindo, beyond the preview show on Wednesday as well, and a couple of guest handicappers that we've had in the past with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. But it's only on the YouTube streaming. We're not going to have it on the websites or anything else, just on the YouTube streaming on that Wednesday. Now, the seminar on Friday night will also be on the South Point website. The South Point website, just in case, obviously, if you're not here and you're somewhere else, you can't make it, but you want to see the seminar, you go to the South Point website, you hit Racebook, then you get to the Racebook there, and there'll be a link that gets you onto the seminar that would be held. And that's Friday night. That's the Friday night seminar on the South Point website, okay? As far as the Wednesday Breeders' Cup preview show, that'll be only here on YouTube, on the YouTube streaming network. I hope I didn't confuse you, but Moya, there's a lot of bouncing balls going on for the big Breeders' Cup because we like to celebrate the championship here. And we're going to do it here, all here at the South Point. So come on and join us. And by the way, that car you got, if you're going to drive in, that park's free too. Free parking here. Okay? 14 days, 4 hours, 27 minutes and 55 seconds and counting until the Breeders' Cup. That's for sure. Now, don't forget, if you join us on YouTube and you haven't already, when you get to YouTube, hit the subscription button. Hit subscribe. It is free. All you get is free. And after you subscribe, then you can get on the chat. They're chatting away right now on the website, on the chat box. So it's going to be really good. Okay? All right. So now we're going to go, like I said, this show is a kind of a down and dirty show. They're working on trying to up the computers again. We had wind that just knocked out a lot of stuff here at the South Point, but we managed to get this up and running. So let's do it. All right. Santa Anita has a pick six carryover today. Aqueduct, as a result of the races yesterday, also has a pick six carryover. So this is kind of a horse player holiday Friday. Two pick six carryovers, both one at Santa Anita and one at Aqueduct today as a result of the racing yesterday. I want to also remind you of a few other deadlines that are coming up for Breeders' Cup. And that is the Breeders' Cup pre-entries will be this coming Monday. This coming Monday, they're going to have the Breeders' Cup pre-entries. That's when you have to enter your horse. You don't have to tell them, you know, it's no more than just entering your horse to get into the Breeders' Cup. But once that closes on Monday, nobody else can get in the Breeders' Cup, okay? And if you're entering a horse and you're thinking about, well, I don't know if it's I want to go in this race or that race, not a problem. You just do your preferences, and you can enter in both races if you want to. So that gets started with that, okay? And then 2 days later, on the Wednesday following it, on the Wednesday, the Breeders' Cup Advanced Edition will come out. It will have past performances of every horse pre-entered and every past performance of each and one of every of those horses, plus all of the history on the Breeders' Cup, trends, etc., handicappers. It's a must for anybody who's going to take and bet the Breeders' Cup. It is Breeders' Cup edition that everybody's going to want. That happens on the Wednesday following, okay? This coming Monday, the entries following Wednesday will be where you can get the Breeders' Cup Advance. Now, the Breeders' Cup Advance, you can get wherever you get your racing forms right now. But if you're in a spot where you can't and you want the Breeders' Cup Advance, you can call the Daily Racing Form office here in Las Vegas, give them your address and all that, and they'll send you a copy of the Breeders' Cup Advance. That number is 702. That's our area code here, 702-261-9400. 261-9400. And, of course, Rich Engel will explain that to you a little bit later on the show as well. Out of his office, they'll send you the advance. All right, then we got all of that happening. And then finally, the Monday before the Breeders' Cup, that's the day that they're going to do the entries. Okay, Monday. They will be doing the entries, and that Monday is where they declare what race they're going to go in. They're going to get the post positions and all of that. And then simply put after that, game on. Then we get started with our really handicapping and fine-tuning, that's for sure. A lot of workouts happened with the Breeders' Cup horses over the last couple of days. Fierceness, for example, he had a workout. He went to a registered 5 furlongs in 101.69. He galloped out the mile in 142.57. Also out of the Pletcher barn, the two-year-old Mentee. Mentee worked a half, an easy half, in 49.13 for him. And that was the workouts there for him. And we all know that there's plenty of horses that are working out for the Breeders' Cup. We'll take a look at a few of the other workouts if we can. We're going to punch it up here. It was working. I got it. It's working now, folks. Farr Bridge, he worked 5 furlongs and 101.4, and that is, of course, for the turf. Fierceness, like I said, his workout. Mullican worked out 5 furlongs in 1:08 at Keeneland on Thursday. Stiletto Boy took a workout 5 furlongs and 101.8 as well. Coffee in Bed, that horse worked out, was about the 15th fastest of 16 workouts at the distance, worked 4 furlongs and 49.8 seconds at Santa Anita. Instant Coffee worked 1:07 at Belmont for 5 furlongs. Red Route 1, he worked out 4 furlongs, an easy 50.25 seconds at Churchill Downs. And then you have quite a few other horses, a lot of them working out for sure, but they'll all be taking their final workouts. I guess we're getting down to the last two workouts, maybe three workouts if you had a workout the other day before the Breeders' Cup starts. Okay, all of that stuff is done. What we're going to try to do now, I think, do we have the commercials? Okay, we're going to go to our first commercial, and when we get back, we'll give you the racing menu, take a look at what happened yesterday at Keeneland and Aqueduct, and then we're off to the races with our handicappers. Our handicappers will be with us. We understand we got connections with them. So we'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes 2 XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Race Day Las Vegas on this Freaky Friday, I guess we can call it. You know, everybody has experienced, you know, technical difficulties with computers and phones and all that other stuff we got nowadays. And the crew here is doing, Ann's doing a great job trying to put together, you know, I think it is putting, you know, rubber bands and scotch tape together to try to work. But they're doing a heck of a job with technology. So we will continue on the show this way. In any case, I want to take a look at what happened yesterday at the two major racetracks across the country. And, of course, that is Keeneland and Aqueduct. At Aqueduct, at Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday, Chad Brown won the first race with Dylan Davis, had a big day of racing. Dylan Davis won 4 races. He won the first race with Chad Brown, Catalizio, that paid $5.50 as the favorite. Davis came back and won the early double in the second race for Dennis Lallman. That horse, Miss Leo, paid $12.40. And then Dylan Davis won the third race of the day for Dylan Davis Early Pick 3. That third race winner, Skylander, trained by Rob Atras, paid $9.50. And then Dylan Davis wound up winning the sixth race on the card, so he won half of the first 6 races. 4 of the first 6 races, won the sixth race with Torpedo Run. For Chad Brown. So Chad Brown and Dylan Davis coupled together to have 2 wins each together. That horse paid $9.50. Alvarado and Mott got together with the favorite in the 7th race at $3.20. And in the 8th and final race, Jerry Jackowitz's selection, My Life Story, gets up to win under Joel Rosario. He was almost last at the top of the stretch, but got up to win. My Life Story, Mike Maker trainee, paid $9.20 there. So Jerry gets us a winner in the 8th and final at Belmont at Aqueduct. But nobody had the pick 6. Reason is the first two races in the pick six, or actually the second and third races in the sequence, paid $49.60 and $26.40. So those two horses combined got you pushed into a pick six carryover today at Aqueduct. Five out of six paid $878 even. That at Belmont at Aqueduct. At Keeneland yesterday, Brad Cox and Florent Guru got together in the second race with the favorite, Colonial Rose, paying $3.16. Wesley Ward and Frankie Dettori opened the card with a $4.32 winner in Bostonian. And then Flavian Pratt had a winner for Safi Joseph in the third, paying $2.94. Florent Guru got his second win of the day in the fifth race with Uncle Jim, and it was a Brad Cox trainee as well. So Guru and Cox got together for a pair of wins together at Keeneland. That horse paid $4.52. Flavian Pratt got his second win of the day in the seventh race aboard a Rudolph Brissette winner, paying $6.02. That, by the way, Florent Guru, Rudolph Brissette and Flavian Pratt are teaming up to win at a high percentage there at Keeneland. This was the fourth of winner of the last eight horses they've been together in a race, the jockey-trainer combination. So they won half of their last eight races together with the seventh race win there. And Richie Ang's horse ran second in the eighth race to Aussie Girl, who won for Will Walden and Ired Ortiz Jr. Jose Ortiz got his third win of the day in the ninth and final race with Bedard for Kevin Attard, paying $11.72. The pick six paid $2,066.11. Okay, time to get started with the racing menu for today. We remind you that the first post times we broadcast on this menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times rolling out in the racebook right behind the studio here. And if you're in the Pacific time zone, no problem. If you're in any other time zone with all the other platforms that we're streaming, and those platforms are working today, we understand, and you're in other time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? You know, got to have those first post times right where you're at. Now, we do not have our graphics package because of the computer snafu, so we're just going to go right to the racing menu, so listen up. All right, first in the order is Laurel Park. They have nine races there. First post time is 9:25 at Laurel Park today. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $6,188 at Laurel Park. First post time, 9:25. Then we go to Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct has 10 races today, and as we say, they have a carryover in their pick six. It's a regular pick six. The carryover in the pick six at Belmont at Aqueduct. Let me see if they have any of the late changes up yet. We will take a look here. Yeah, we got late scratches. Good. Belmont at Aqueduct. Sunny, 58 degrees. Track is fast. Turf courses are firm. The outer turf course will host races 5 and 9. The inner turf course will have races 3, 7, and 10. And Belmont Park's pick six carryover, $101,793.07. It's a two-day carryover. Remember, it carried over from Sunday to yesterday and from yesterday to today. So it's a two-day carryover, $101,793.07. First post time at Belmont at Aqueduct is at 9:40. And with the 10 races, the pick six will start in the fifth race today. Fifth race today at Belmont at Aqueduct. We'll start that pick six with the carryover. It's a regular base pick six format. By the way, that fifth race is the feature of the day, one of the two features, and that is the Glen Cove Stakes at 6 furlongs on the outer turf course for three-year-old fillies. In that race, that fifth race, there are, there are nine horses in that. We'll see if there's any scratches in that race, that being the fifth race on the card. Fifth race, scratch number two, Kearu, the two, Kearu, is scratched. The three, Moonlit Lady, is scratched. The four, Twirling Queen, is scratched. The six, Prodigy, is scratched. Progeny, I should say. And the nine, Golden Degree, is scratched. All right? So they were early scratches. Here we go. Scratches 2, 3, 4, 6, and 9 out of the nine-horse field in the Glen Cove. So with those five scratches, you got four left to go. 6 furlongs on the outer turf for three-year-old fillies. No show wagering, no trifecta, no superfecta in that race. All right, the other stakes race is the ninth race on the card, and that is the Carl Palace at 6 furlongs on the outer turf course for three-year-olds. A field of 9 with no late scratches in that one. The favorite in that race sitting there, it's a wide-open event, too. The favorite in that race is 4-1, and that is Run Carson with John Velasquez aboard. First post time at Belmont at Aqueduct, 9:40. With that big $100,000 plus carryover in the traditional base pick six. All right, the next up on the menu comes Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park's first post time is at 9:50 for their 9 races. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $33,501, 9:50 first post at Gulfstream. Keeneland Racecourse has 10 races today. Keeneland has their 10 race card today and a first post time of 10 a.m. Keeneland's first post time is 10 a.m. today. No stakes race, but a very good card today. Good competitive, good gambling card today. Keeneland first post time is at 10 a.m. Woodbine is next. Woodbine has a super high five jackpot carryover of $56,157. 9 races today at Woodbine and a first post time of 10:10. Then we get to Santa Anita. Now, Santa Anita has a pick six carryover today, and it is, again, a traditional base bet pick six carryover. Their pick six, $47,835 carryover at Santa Anita. First post time for their 8 races today in Arcadia is set at 1 o'clock this afternoon. 1 o'clock at Santa Anita for their card with the carryover. Delta Downs is next. Delta Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is at 2:50. Monmouth at the Meadowlands. 6 turf races today at Monmouth at the Meadowlands. And there is a mandatory payoff today in their pick six jackpot. Their pick six jackpot carryover is $2,494, but it's a mandatory payoff today, $2,494. 6 turf races, first post time at Monmouth is at 4 p.m. Then we have Charlestown. Charlestown has a pick six jackpot carryover, $2,355. Their first post time is also at 4 p.m. for their 8 race card. Tonight's a big night at Remington Park. It is Oklahoma Classics night. 10 all Oklahoma bred stakes races, all right? 10 of them. The Lassie will go as the third for two-year-old fillies. The juvenile for two-year-old colts and geldings will be the fourth. The fifth race will be the distaff turf on the turf for the older fillies and mares. The sixth race will be the distaff sprinting for older fillies and mares. And the seventh race will be the distaff handicap going a distance of 1.70 miles. So the distaffers will be races 5, 6, and 7. And then we get to the sprint. That'll be the 8th race on the card. The Classic Cup, the $175,000 Classic Cup at 1.16 miles for 3-year-olds and up, is the big feature of the night. That race sees 7 going to the post. A 2-to-1 favorite there is Winter's Lion. And then the 10th race will be the Classics Turf Classic, and that'll be the 10th on the card. Remington Park, big night of racing, Oklahoma Classics night with Oklahoma Breds. And the first post time Remington Park tonight is set at 4:30 tonight. Okay, that's your racing menu. Now we'll go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. No computer system or service would
nope. Where are we?
Set you back 2 years. You see, everything used to be a lot easier before we had all this nonsense. But
all I can tell you is that we found the plug to make the show work. We found that plug. Well, we plugged it in and it works. Otherwise, they're going crazy back there trying to put the other stuff together. But we're going to stay on the air and do a good job. They're doing a great job here, especially for the ones that worked late last night and were shoved out here this morning trying to get this show on the air. That's for sure. But it was really windy outside. It was windy all night, too. I kept hearing banging stuff outside in the yard. You know, I'm sure all of my lawn furniture is in the pool by now. But
By the neighbor.
Yeah, or maybe I had a top of one of the chairs, you know, those tops that you for winterizing the chairs. I had one of those blow off, and I found it down the street when I was driving home last year. It was really something else. But in any case, it's kind of windy here, but it's getting chilly now, so it's time for me to get my sweaters out. But I can tell you, it's a refreshing change after that long, hot winter we've had. How's the weather there?
It's beautiful. It's crispy. It's in the 40s going up to the 50s. So the horses love it up here, Ralph. That's why they're all working so well. It's great weather for horses.
You know, I heard Todd Pletcher say he likes the train up there at Saratoga before they go to the Breeders' Cup, especially when it's on the West Coast. Now, we know that Belmont Park is still open, the track itself. They're remodeling the entire grandstand and all that. And usually at this time of the year, everybody would go from Saratoga to Belmont if Belmont was running proper. But now he said, you know, it's nice and peaceful and quiet and nice up there at Saratoga. He likes to stay up there like he's had fierceness up there. And he'll ship. He'll just ship right out to Del Mar for the Breeders' Cup. I guess a lot of trainers are doing that there, aren't they?
Yeah, it's quiet up here. It's not hectic. You know, at Belmont, that's the only track. They don't train at Aqueduct. So all the horses are stabled at Belmont for the most part. And a lot of trainers aren't even happy with that training track. It's very deep. It's very slow. They prefer it up here. And, you know, especially if you have good horses, you want to take special care of them. And it's quiet up here. The weather is great. And the track is in great condition. So they have two training tracks here. They have the main track and the Oklahoma training track. So I guess they get to use them both. And they might as well take advantage of it.
And, you know, when you're talking about the weather, the temperatures that you have there now, a lot of people may not realize, but the horses like colder temperatures, really. As a matter of fact, when it's snowing out and everybody thinks that, why do you have the horses out there? If you look at some of the shots that you can get in Kentucky at Keeneland and the breeding farms around there, you see the horses out in the pastures that are standing high on the pasture top of the hill so they can get the wind and the snow. They love that stuff.
Yeah. As do a lot of humans.
This is one that, you know, I don't want it real cold. And I don't want it real hot. So what can I tell you?
Right.
But in any case, Belmont at Aqueduct, a two-day carryover in the pick six there.
Yeah, they had a couple of wild results yesterday. A couple of races where the Dylan Davis fell off a horse at the start. I think there were two or three races where the riders fell off at the start, and you don't see that often, but it happened three times yesterday.
Well,
if
Dylan Davis fell off a horse at the start of a race, it wasn't in the four races that he won, I can tell you that.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the one he fell off, he may have even been favorite. So who knows? But he got right back up and he won the race afterwards. So.
Yeah.
He's right in the zone, Rob. Riding unbelievable.
Yes, he is. None of the jockeys that are got dumped yesterday got seriously hurt. And we want to make sure of that.
No, they all got up and walked away.
Now, you talk about Dylan Davis having a heck of a meet. He is. He is the leading jockey right there, right now, with 30 wins during the short meet already. And he is 11 wins in front of the second guy, who is Kendrick Carmouche with 19. Manny Franco is there with 17. And Chad Brown, who's been passing around the wealth between Davis and Manny Franco for sure, he's leading the trainers with 21 wins. And he's 9 ahead of Linda Rice, who's in there second at 12. And Brad Cox is having a solid meet at Belmont at Aqueduct as well. He's got 8 wins as well, so not too.
Well, sad. You have no Ortiz brothers. Pratt rides most of the time at Keeneland, so you know all the big guys are out of town, or they're not riding here for this meet. So he gets to take full advantage. Listen, he had a terrific Saratoga, and it carried over into Belmont at Aqueduct.
Jonathan, let me ask you this. With the weather conditions in New York, were they anticipating any off going, any clouds and
no,
rain?
It's cool that they destroyed that turf race. I think there's 5 late scratches.
That's
in there.
That's what I'm asking. There was one.
One of them was MTO. One of them was MTO, and there are four or five late scratches, leaving a field of four, and the weather is fine.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I
don't either. I don't get it at all. Now, one horse was a main track only. That was Golden Degree, which on the morning line was 9-5 if he stayed in, if she stayed in, I should say. And the other four were early stake scratches. And, I'm thinking to myself, is it they couldn't pass Heisa or, you know, what's going on?
I have no idea. I know two of the horses, the 2 and 3, Cairo and Moonlit Lady, last ran at Keeneland. One ran on October 13th, one ran on October 4th.
Oh.
So maybe, you know, they ran pretty recently. So maybe that's why they're scratched. They're not going to ship in from Keeneland. I don't know, but it's unusual. You don't see it, but that's the case. And they even scratched the 5-2 morning line favorite, Twirling Candy. he's been training at Keeneland. He's been stabled at Keeneland. So maybe there was something with shipping the horses back from Keeneland.
I don't want anybody out there to get shocked now. He said Twirling Candy, but he meant Twirling Queen. Twirling Candy is retired. He's not back, right. Rose. He's not back. It was Twirling Queen.
You got me. Twirling
Queen. All right.
Correct.
So, I mean, out of the four horses left, what do we do? I mean, do you have anything in that race that, you know, like a walkover or something?
It's the first leg of the Pick Five, and believe it or not, you can make a case for at least three of the horses. Oh. Cockchip, Ellen J. Pratt comes in to ride. She's going to be the big favorite. She was 2-1 morning line before all the late scratches. Agra has a shot. Mott, listen to this, Ralph. Mott, 1-48 at the meet. That's not Bill Mott, but well, that's the case.
Well, is
he's
that
got a lot of and thirds? He does have a lot of seconds and thirds.
Is that off of the racing form that you got like yesterday or the day before?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got to give him one more win because he had one with the Alvarado yesterday.
Okay, so he's 2-48.
There you go. In any case, all right. Well, you know what? If it's hit the all button, you're only going to go four deep anyhow.
It is what it is. It's a dollar ticket, by the way, for people that are playing for the first time.
The Pick Six, correct. The Pick Five, which that starts, I believe, the Pick Six.
The next race.
Fifth race starts it. That's the Glen Cove. They kept the field, though, in the Carl Pleiss, the ninth race on the card. 9 go to the post in that, and the morning line maker had a hard time figuring out who the betting public's going to be because the favorite in this race, Lukewarm, works for me. Is that 3-1? With the one and only Flavien Pratt.
Yeah, you have a couple of horses in there trying grass for the first time that are fast on the dirt. The 1 Little Nye from Mark Cassie, the 3-1 Sharp Cookie from Safi Joseph. So they're trying grass for the first time. You know, works for me, looks clearly like the horse to beat. Joe Lee's having a terrific meet, and, you know, that's the horse to beat, but you have unknowns in there.
Okay, let's get started with getting some picks. Like you said, Flavien Pratt's going back and forth. He's been riding mostly at Keeneland, but he is there, at least he's named there today at Belmont at Aqueduct for the Carl Pleiss in that feature race. We'll wait and see if he comes over because my understanding is, I think his horse is still in the other stakes race as well.
Yeah, so he's riding the Cox horse.
Yeah.
The Tudor. So he's probably spending the day here. He came to ride the 2 stake races, gets right back on a plane, and goes back to Kentucky. Amazing what these guys do.
We'll start out at Belmont at Aqueduct, and then we'll get a pick at Keeneland from you.
Okay, let's look at the 10th race today, 10th and final race. It's 1/16 on the turf. And the number 11 horse in here, Zep Ruder, 4-year-old gelding from the Richard Dutrow barn. This horse was claimed 2 starts back. 2 wins since joining the Dutro barn. Junior Alvarado aboard to ride. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. 2 wins at the Aqueduct Turf Course. 2 wins at the distance. Number 11, Zapparuder, wins today's 10th and final out at Belmont at Aqueduct.
All right. Now, again, we tell people that out there we don't have the graphics for you today, so I'll repeat it for you. In the 9th race, it'll be number 11, Zapparuder, the 11 in... The 11 in the 10th race. Yes. I'm sorry. Did I say 9th? I guess my computer's not working too well this morning either. In the 10th race, the 11 horse. Seriously.
Correct.
Belmont at Aqueduct, 10th race, number 11 is Jonathan's play there. And it's Zapruder, which is a play in the spelling of Zapruder, which is the famous film from the Kennedy assassinations, right?
Correct.
Now, why can I can't remember to put gas in my car. I can remember that. Amazing.
What happens when we get older, Ralph?
Okay, we're going to go to Keeneland. Before we get your pick at Keeneland, you and John Lindo both came up with a horse in the 6th race at Keeneland yesterday, and it was a late scratch. The horse flipped in the paddock, didn't he?
And he was 6-1 morning line. He was 8-5 when he flipped Finster, I believe, with Flavien Pratt.
Yeah, he flipped
in the paddock. He got hurt. But if you're playing pick fives or pick fours or pick sixes, you got pushed to the favorite. And the favorite ended up winning.
Yeah, he bailed you out because the favorite did win that race. And I did. I singled him in my pick four I singled him in my pick five. And I got away with it because the favorite won by about a half a length in that. Okay, let's go to Keeneland. Let's keep a horse on the track this time.
Oh, well, that's where we're going. Okay, we're adding a race. We're only giving out two, but once again, Ralph, you pulled your magic
yes,
out of
I
the
did.
Hat.
Listen, I need filler. We don't have a lot of the computer stuff we got. Well, go.
Okay, fifth race, a mile and eighth on the main track. I like the number four horse in here, Truculent, a seven-year-old from the Lindsay Schultz barn. Emmanuel Esquivez aboard to ride. Horse goes back on Lasix today. Last time out, ran without Lasix. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. I like number four, Truculent, to win today's fifth race out at Keeneland.
All right, I dragged it at him for you, folks. The fifth race, number four, race five, number four at Keeneland is Jonathan's play that I squeezed out of him. All right, we'll take your Sandy to play now.
Oh, gee, thanks. Let's go to the seventh race today, and I really like the number three horse in here, Ripped. This is a three-year-old called for the Doug O'Neill barn. Drew a line through his last race when he was asked to run on the turf, wanted no part of it. His race on the dirt, two starts back, wins this race and wins it easily. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. Edwin Maldonado for Doug O'Neill, number three, Ripped, wins today's seventh race out at Santa Anita.
All right, seventh race at Santa Anita, number three, Ripped. The three in the seventh race at Santa Anita, that is not a description of John. Jonathan is not ripped. This is just the way he is in the morning like I am. So in the seventh race, you like the three, Ripped, the three in the seventh. He's got all three sheets, folks. Keeneland, Belmont at Aqueduct, and Santa Anita. And you know, Belmont at Aqueduct and Santa Anita got a pick six carryover. That's why I drug it out of him, because he's got those sheets for you right now at your website.
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph.
All right, you got it, my man. I do believe that we do have our commercials queued up, so we're going to go right to the commercials. We'll be right back.
Tunnel Stowers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Las Vegas, time to go right out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Easy win by the Denver Broncos last night against what I consider to be a pretty pathetic performance by the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, sometimes you watch a game for about 10 or 15 minutes and you know you're on the right side or the wrong side. Last night was definitely the right side. I tell you what, Army or Navy probably could have run for 400 yards against that Saint defense. They were pathetic.
Yeah, and I could tell you that if you follow the money when you're betting sports here, the money was telling you all about it, because at the beginning of the week, the Saints were favored as much as, I think, 3 points, and it went to the Denver Broncos being favored.
Yeah, the sheet that I picked up at the South Point, they were minus one when they printed the first sheet, and they ended up going off of the 3-point favorite the other way with the Denver Broncos. So a 4-point movement is a lot in college and pro football.
Yeah, not to mention the fact when you get to that key number of three, that really means something. So the public, at least the betting money, was on the right side there. Let's get right to the picks. You got two sheets, Keeneland and Santa Anita. Where are we going first?
Well, my horse at the Keeneland yesterday was second by a neck. Get out soon enough, but let's see if we can do a little better today. Let's go to Keeneland's third race, Ralph. It's 7 furlongs, claiming 30. A horse that's trying main track for the second time is the number 7, Double Your Money, 10-1 in the morning line. This horse debuted on dirt last time and ran really well. Mm-hmm. First off, the claim for Juan Cano. I think this horse can improve, and the extra furlong will help. So let's go with number 7, Double Your Money, 10-1 in the third.
All right, again, no graphics. So we're going to explain it to you again. The third race today, Keeneland, number 7, Double Your Money. We hope we do. In the third race, the 7, Double Your Money, as Rich Angs play at Keeneland. Now we're going to go to Santa Anita.
Race 2 at Santa Anita, 6.5 furlongs, maiden claiming 62.5, a horse that, to me, taking a big class drop from maiden special down to this, is the number 7, Ovita's Hobby. 9-5 in the morning line, John Sadler with Tyler Bays. This is a really slow group of horses, so the drop down should be enough to get this horse over the hump, Ralph. 7, Ovita's Hobby in race 2.
All right, again, no graphics. Here we go, folks. Second race, number 7, Ovita's Hobby, the 7 in the second race at Santa Anita's Rich Ang Selections. And again, you have a full sheet of selections both for Santa Anita and Keeneland Racecourse today at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. All right, Richie. Well, I know it was windy at my house. I know it was windy here at the South Point. I imagine the wind picked up where you were at as well.
Yeah, power was out last night, Ralph. But it's back up, obviously.
Well, the power surged here, too. So we're just trying to get everything fixed and go for the shows that are coming up on the YouTube network today. All right, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to stay right here, and we're going to go to John Lendo standing by in Southern California. John, I got to ask you, windy here. How was it down there in Southern California?
Oh, it's beautiful here, Ralph. Good morning. No fog this morning. The sun's already out. It's clear as a bell. It's absolutely beautiful. We'll have a good day of racing today at Santa Anita.
No wind overnight or anything like that, huh?
Nothing at all like that. No, we had a little bit of overcast last night. It looked like it might drizzle, but everything's gone. It looks really nice.
Fantastic. Well, we know that the Linda Report didn't get blown away, so the Linda Report will be here at the South Point Racebook today. Two full Linda Reports, one for Keeneland today, one for Santa Anita today, selections in all the races, suggested late pick fours, and all the goody information at the bottom. Two complete Linda Reports, but you can get it in only one place in this gaming capital. It is here at the South Point, at the Racebook, complimentary, free of charge to you. All right, John, you and Jonathan both had your horse scratched, flipped in the paddock yesterday at Keeneland, so we'll never know if that horse that was getting bet down a lot would have prevailed or not, but we'll try to keep them all four on the ground today.
Yeah, no damage done. We'll try again today.
Okay, give me a pick at Keeneland, then we'll get to Santa Anita.
Keeneland, let's go to race number 9. Number 5, 5-a-side broker maiden last time at Parks. This race is better than it looks on paper. That was on Pennsylvania Derby Day when the rail was golden, and this filly was 3 or 4 wide every step of the way, got the win anyways. I think she wants to run long. She's kind of a one-paced filly. I read her teaser board stretching out around 2 turns. So 5-1 on the morning line, a very fair price. Number 5, 5-a-side, race number 9, Keeneland.
Ninth race, folks, again, repeating, ninth race at Keeneland, number 5, 5-a-side is the name of the horse, the number is 5. In the ninth race, the 5 at Keeneland, John Lindo's pick off the Lindo Report. Now we get to Santa Anita, beginning of Santa Anita this week. Of course, we have a pick 6 carryover. John, give us an update on Jock's trainers.
Juan Hernandez, your leading jockey, 13 winners. Umberto Rispoli has 11. Antonio Frizu back from suspension this week. He's got 8. Then you have George Papapodromo, who's hitting on all cylinders. He's 11 for 29 at the meet. Phil D'Amato is second with 10, and Bob Baffert has 9.
Papapodromo, man, hitting at 38%, huh? Wow.
Yeah, just he's been on fire.
So has the favorites, unfortunately, right?
Favorites still winning a high percentage, 42% at Santa Anita.
I want to remind everybody that Alan Bugdahl, who's been a backup announcer and an announcer in Southern California for, they say, 50 years. He's been 50 years as the backup in Southern California. His 50th anniversary is today, and they're going to be celebrating that accomplishment after the fourth race today at Santa Anita. So you wish Alan, on behalf of Ralph Sirocco and Race Day, congratulations.
Yeah, I sure will. The 50th anniversary of his first race call. He does a little bit of everything for Santa Anita. He's a good guy.
All right, Santa Anita pick. I'll let you go.
Race number four at Santa Anita. Number one, Keep Dancing Nick. I thought it ran pretty well in the only try on grass. Gets back on turf today, stretches out. There's no speed in this race. From the rail, I think this horse makes the lead. And those stamina drills since the last race, I think he'll get the distance. 5-1 on the program. Number one, Keep Dancing Nick. Race number four, Santa Anita.
Fourth race at Santa Anita, folks. The fourth again. Number one, Keep Dancing Nick. The one in the fourth race at Santa Anita is John Lindo's pick. And again, Lindo Report for all of Santa Anita and all of Keeneland. Right here at the South Point, free of charge at our race book. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz to wrap up the show. And, Jerry, I would imagine it was pretty windy at your place as well.
Oh, yeah, plenty of wind up here in the western mountains of the Las Vegas Valley.
See, now, here we go. You know, we're finally getting into fall weather. Now you got a jacket on this morning as well.
Hey, what can I have? You know, I got it at this age. I don't, you know, I'm a skinny guy.
That's right.
We got to.
And
you,
you're skinny. You shouldn't be outside. It'll blow you away. In any case, thanks for the winner yesterday in the last race at Aqueduct. Yeah. A nice $9.20 winner with Rosario aboard.
Yeah, the horse won like he was used to winning, but he was he broke his maiden. But it's interesting how they can sometimes struggle for a long time and then they win. Like, isn't this the normal thing to do?
You know, and the thing about it is Rosario is normally a guy who likes to come from behind. That's usually his MO on horses, and he did so yesterday. You were thinking to yourself when they returned it for home, when is this guy ever going to get this horse in gear? But he got him in gear in time, as Rosario normally does, and gets the win.
Well, as a tough ride, it's worth commenting because he was from the nine post and he was very wide down the backstretch. And that's all straightaway. That's fine. Mm-hmm. When they hit the turn, it really deftly moved the horse into an inner lane, got him in about the two lane and then even into the one lane almost for a little while.
Yeah.
And he had to stay there for a little bit longer, but that saving ground left the horse with a lot of energy in his motor. And when he got him out, he just sort of, you know, in the grass racing, you can gain a lot of ground in a short period of time. So,
well, he definitely knows what to do, that's for sure. All right, Jerry, we got a minute and a half to get two picks. Let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct. Where are we going?
All right, Belmont at Aqueduct. We're going all the way out to race number eight. This is a bit of an imaginative play. One Sharp Cookie, the three horse from Safi Joseph, first time turf. Just loaded with early speed. I have to give this horse one chance at 8-1. Lescano up. Probably a win place type bet. I'll play the 3 with the 1, 2, 5, and 6. Do my reverses 1, 2, 5, and 6 over the 3. But the 3, One Sharp Cookie in the ninth at Aqueduct.
All right, we do not have graphics today, so I want you to repeat it again. We know that the ninth race, the 3 is the key. That'll be the win bet. The 3, One Sharp Cookie, the link-ups again, quickly.
1, 2, 5, and 6.
All right, 1, 2, 5, 6 are the link-ups. The 3 is the key in the ninth at Belmont at Aqueduct. And now we'll go to Santa Anita.
Yeah. It's probably my fault that you don't have graphics, but I was a little late in getting them over.
We had a technical problem with the wind here. We're lucky we're even on the air right now. So go ahead. Give it to me.
Okay, let's go to the eighth race. This is definitely an unusual play for me. For you guys, excuse me, let me click here. Blue Fashion, and you'll notice I have blue pants on anyway. 20-1 from Marco Polanco. This is a little bit more of an imaginative play. It's not a typical feature play, but it is a pop-out key. This horse should never be 20-1. Probably should be in the range of about 4 or 5-1, in my opinion. Uh-huh. I like the 7 an awful lot. This is a win place bet for sure. I'm going to start with a win place bet.
Okay.
Then I'll do exotics. The 7 over the 1, 2, 3, and 9. Reverse 1, 2, 3, and 9 back over the 7. If the horse is 20-1, For every $100 I make as a win bet, I'll make $200 as a place bet.
All right,
that's how you bet 20 games.
Okay, real quick, eighth race at San Anita. The 7 over 1, 2, 3, 9 in reverse, the 7 in the eighth race. And take Jerry's instructions there. One more instruction he's going to give you. Go ahead and say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.